Lewis and balancing emotions. BYU football beats Houston to get to 10-2, but miss out on a Big 12 title shot. Are we happier about the 10 wins or more disappointed about the Cougars not getting to Dallas? ESPN's Trevor Maddich discusses how impressive a 10-win season as a Power 4 team is in his mind in year two of Big 12 play, and if the Cougars have any legitimate case to make an at-large bid.
First net ranking of the year is out. Where does men's hoops rank? What it means for Kevin Young's team moving forward? And how did Dave Rose do in Big 12 Pick'em? We'll recap our picks for the final week of the regular season.
Welcome to BYU Sports Nation, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. Happy Monday, December 2nd, Monday. I am Spencer Linton, alongside a man who planted his flag in my office this morning, Jerem Jordan.
I know, and then there was like a tussle in midfield. It was crazy. What a fun, crazy, weird Saturday we had. Even a little tussle at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. Jake Retzlaff is trying to be picked up by Matava Taase, and all of a sudden Houston freaks out. There's a little bit of a, I don't know if it was a fight, but sure. But there's Amon Montenegro, who's one of our friends. He's a cheerleader on the team. He's doing the hold me back thing, but it's like no one's holding him back.
here, hold me back, guys.
Hold me back. Amon's hilarious. Those guys are awesome. So pretty fun night at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. We'll break it down, man. It was such a weird vibe of disappointment on a 10-win season.
The whole day was weird. The whole day
so
was
close,
weird.
Bro.
Yes.
Nice shirt, by the way. 4.5 wins.
Thank you.
What's that in reference to, thought no one?
It's the Perspective T-shirt, folks. Brought to you by my friends at Royal Army. 4.5 wins. The Cougars more than double that. They get to 10, and yet here we are like, how do we feel about this?
I know. Tomorrow we'll be wearing Think Celestial shirts as well. Let's go.
We're going to get into those emotions and why we are in the state of mind that we currently are. Rise and shout. It's time for What's Trending.
10 wins on the game.
30-18, BYU over Houston to end the season at 10-2.
I love the fact that we finished 10-2. If you really think about it, not a lot of people thought this was going to be the case. I mean, obviously, I wish we could have done more, but we should be really proud of our team. There's just more for us to accomplish.
19th-ranked BYU handles business, albeit in weird fashion, against Houston, and they win the game 30-18.
Oh yeah, there was
Saturday
a game
night.
Saturday night. I forgot.
10 wins, only 2 losses in year 2 of Big 12 play. In year 2 of Power 4 play. Head coach Kalani Sitake, his quarterback Jake Retzlaff, and their center, senior offensive lineman Connor Pay, all spoke on what getting to 10 wins meant after the game.
And 10 wins, hard to do in a season.
We decided we're not going to do that again. We decided we're going to be a great football team, and we put that on the field. You know, we're not perfect in any way, but 10 wins is a pretty nice thing to be able to hang your hat
on. It's pretty rare to have a senior class, that's had 3 10-win seasons like we have. It's only happened 1 or 2 other times in BYU's history. And so that was a special thing. We wanted to get that 10th win. And
not a bad consolation for what we're aiming for. So just proves that you aim high, you believe in yourself, you believe in what you're about, and the way you do it and the culture, and it all works out.
Is there a word for happy but disappointed? Is there a combo word there?
Probably a German
bittersweet
word.
Bittersweet, is that the closest thing we can get to it?
Yeah, probably.
Ugh. Yeah. Because if you can't tell in all of those interviews, it's like, yeah, 10 wins, awesome. But you know.
But, all I heard was but there.
Yeah, but disappointed about not having a shot to play in Dallas. Yeah. BYU finishes in a 4-way tie for first in the Big 12.
Wildcats didn't help us out Saturday.
No, they did not.
Arizona, Kansas State, thanks for nothing.
So BYU doesn't get the help that they need to get to the Big 12 championship game.
Yeah.
Kalani Sitake also spoke about that scenario after the game on Saturday night.
I'm really proud to be in this position. I mean, obviously, I wish we could have done more, but we should be really proud of our team. There's just more for us to accomplish, more goals now, and as we get ready for our bowl game and get ready for next year, I think this could be something that can really help our team. It was so close, but I really love our affiliation and our partnership with the Big 12. It makes things so much fun. And
all right, what do you make of those comments?
That's the opposite of some words we heard a few weeks ago. What do I make of those comments?
Yeah.
That he, you know, that he was excited to win 10 wins on senior day and accomplish that, but also you can feel the disappointment.
You feel it, right?
You can feel the disappointment. That was one of the weirdest vibes I've felt in Lavelle Edwards Stadium with the juxtaposition of that. It was crazy.
So I sent some relief there that BYU didn't let it slip away late because it got weird for a second, but then the defense made a play, and so BYU gets to 10 wins. But you and I were talking earlier this morning about how after Kalani spoke to me, then the reality of it set in some more that you were just short of your ultimate Big 12 championship.
Did he talk to you kind of early-ish in his post-game
process? It was right after
process.
The game.
Okay.
Right after
so
the
he's
game.
Literally processing this emotionally.
Yes.
Like, so he talks to you, he's like upbeat-ish, and then this. He talks about missing out on the Big 12 championship game, and you can feel the disappointment in that.
The problem is that we thought we were going to get two more. You know what I mean? And because we didn't take care of business that way, we had to rely on the tiebreaker system. And so this is a great lesson for us to learn that you can't keep making mistakes and trying to find ways out of it. And although you can be grateful for, get squeaking one by and making plays and even some of them being a little bit miraculous, you can't make that an every week thing.
Well said.
Yeah.
And BYU played with fire a lot this season late in games.
We believe in miracles, but those are like the highlights as opposed to the every week you're trying to get a miracle kind of thing. So, yeah, it's certainly exciting and happy for BYU to double their wins from 5-10. They exceed the 4.5 on your shirt. Like, that's awesome. BYU in year two of the Big 12 goes 10-2. Are you kidding me?
Incredible.
Amazing.
Rewind to August.
Right?
We were talking about 10-2 as, like, we didn't have blue goggles big enough for that scenario.
We thought 8 could happen, like, but you and I picked 7-5, both of us. So, yes, but, at 9-0, it's too juicy of a steak not to be disappointed you didn't eat. Because we saw BYU on the 3-seed line on a Tuesday night in the college football playoff rankings, and that's just hard. Spence, when you kind of zoom out, I look at the season like this. You're just not going to get every bounce in that situation like Kalani was talking about. Like, we can't summon that all the time. So if you were going, you were probably going to lose a couple games anyway. Like, this team is a very good team, but they weren't so good that I believed they were going to go 12-0 or probably even 11-1.
We said as much.
Right. 9-0, you probably could have been 7-2 or 6-3 very easily. So The disappointment is based on when the losses happened, not even that they happened. It's when they happened after 9-0. If they had happened at SMU and against, say, you don't make the play against Oklahoma State, that would stink.
Or Baylor.
Let's say Baylor. Baylor drives down. Crew Wakely does not pick off that pass. Baylor drives down, wins the game. Oh, by the way, Baylor 8-4 in the regular season. Hottest team in the league now after beating Kansas. They would finish on, what, a 6 or 7 game win streak?
Yeah.
Like, and they might have been in the mix to be in the Big 12 title game more.
So then you're 3-2, but you go on a 7-game win streak and close it out.
Which is what 06 and 07 did.
Which is what Arizona State did.
Yes, yes. So it's when the losses happened. That's disappointing. Because you can't just be like, well, we're 9-0, and then, oh, Kansas, the pooch punt kick didn't happen in Arizona State. Oh, show up in the second quarter. You can't get everything good and then keep adding it. Sometimes you don't get a bounce. Sometimes the pooch punt does land and it hits Evan Johnson's helmet. Like, but you also had a chance to drive down and win the game. It's so disappointing because despite this team having massive flaws, they were this close, man, to beating Kansas and Arizona State and being in the Big 12 title game. Let's be honest. The way BYU is playing football right now, it's not their best football. Their best football was pre-Utah, pre-UCF.
UCF, that game was some of BYU's best football before their second bye.
So first three quarters of UCF. The last couple of weeks, BYU's not played well. They've lost. Houston was a closer game than we thought it would be. There's a lot of fumbles and weird moments in this game. Lack of execution in critical moments. BYU wins by 12. You know, BYU would have limped its way into the Big 12 title, but I would have loved to have just seen the chance.
Yes.
So it's certainly very disappointing. It's hard not to be extremely disappointed given how juicy 9-0 was. And you had a home game with Kansas where if you win that, you could have lost Arizona State and then beaten Houston. You would have been in by a game. over everybody, which, by the way, BYU finishes in a tie for first. I love this play, by the way. Talon Alfrey runs an onside kickoff back for a touchdown the week after it hit him.
Fourth return for a touchdown this season on a special teams play.
Amazing.
It has been incredible.
Three end kickoffs, one on a play.
Yes, and to your point, the week after the disappointment.
Right, that was a nice sort of redemptive moment for him. So, long way of me saying, right now, I am more disappointed in not making it.
That's understandable. Because of when the losses happened. That all makes sense.
The when, yeah.
Come with me on an adventure through story time, will you?
Let's go.
Okay. It's kind of like BYU after last season at 5-7. The car broke down, Jerem. Yeah. They didn't have a working car.
That stinks.
And so going into the next season, naturally you're thinking, let's just go to the used car lot and find something that is reliable and works and just gets BYU back to a bowl game. You just want a car that works. That's where expectations were. Okay, and you invest what little money you have in the stock market, and you invest with the firm of Satake, Hill, and Roderick, and
Papinga.
Your young stockbroker is the brash Jake Retzlaff, and you're like, hey, just
super high highs, maybe some risk here.
Yeah, it's get me enough money to buy a car that works, get me back to a bowl game. Then BYU gets to 6-0, and the dividends are coming back, and you're like, well, forget a used car. Let's go look at new cars. So you go to the Toyota or Honda or Hyundai.
I was going to say, are we talking Japanese or Korean?
You know, or whatever. If you're domestic, you go to the Ford lot, the Chevy lot, whatever.
Stir the political pot there.
You're looking at a new car. And then you get to 8-0. And you're like, okay, maybe we should look at a nicer new car. So you go to the BMW lot. Or you go to the Tesla lot, the Maserati lot. Then you get to 9-0 and you see your name on the 3-seed line of the college football playoff. And everything's working. You have so much extra money in the stock market. All of your risks are paying off. So now you're test driving the European sports car, the Porsche, the Maserati. Like, you have it. And then you lose some games and you lose some of that money. And because you have tasted of what it could have been recently, and you have to take that European sports car back, and you have to settle for a brand new Honda or Toyota or Chevy or Ford. So in the grand scheme, great. You go from a broken down car to a nice new car. But it wasn't the European sports car. And that has skewed everything.
Yeah.
It has skewed it all.
Yeah.
No one wants to trade it back in after you've had it. You know, no one wants to do that, but you still have a nice car. It's just hard to accept that when you so recently were at the top.
Yes.
That's the best way I can explain it.
Hell is what could have been, that feeling. that's what that is, right? And right now, BYU's in a spot where I was like, oh, we were so close. We were so close. Yeah. Oh. It's hard not to celebrate.
You got to test drive the nicest car for a little bit.
Yeah, I think we started some of the paperwork.
Yes.
Like, I know people that bought tickets and are selling them this week. And I have one friend who lived three houses down from me who is going to Dallas with family even though they're not in the game because he has non-refundable tickets.
You put down a deposit that you knew you couldn't get back.
It's hard, right? Oh, BYU tasted of its goodness, if you will, and it's not going to happen.
If you've ever had something elite, something nice, whether it's a car, a home, just an object, a phone, and then all of a sudden you have to downgrade, even though it's still downgrading to something else nice.
You dropped it and the screen cracked.
We're all still bothered because you know how good it could be.
Yes.
At some point, we will sit back and accept and be really happy.
That might be tomorrow.
about this season. Amazing.
It might be the end of the show. Who knows?
You'll be cruising in that nice, new, reliable car and think, you know what? It's not that bad. This is great. This is awesome. But it's going to take a little while.
Yeah.
It's going to take a minute.
And like, this shouldn't take away from what this team did at all, right? But it's just hard because you look at the Big 12, and expansion made it to where there's so many teams, there's all these weird tiebreakers. And so it's tough. If BYU plays this way, last year, they're probably in the Big 12 title game against Texas. Or if Texas and Oklahoma leave, but you didn't add Pac-12 teams and the Pac-12 still exists, you're always in the Big 12 title game.
Because there are fewer teams to convolute things.
But again, it's just hard. BYU won two games where they had less than 1% chance to win at one point.
Yeah.
Like, I don't just assume those are a win. BYU goes 4-2 in one score games. That's awesome. That was great. But it's just one of the two at the end, if they had won, it's hard to feel like, you get every bounce. You should have. Why? You were skilled and clutch and lucky to beat SMU and Baylor and Oklahoma State and Utah. Like, it was 10-2. You beat Utah. You tie first in the Big 12 when we were sitting here disappointed. It's a weird, weird deal, dude. Like, what?
It sounds nutty. It sounds nutty when you say it that way.
Yes.
Like, what are we doing?
It's crazy.
What are we doing here?
But we tasted of the tree of college football life, if you will.
And there is some trepidation.
And it was good.
Because of the 16-team conference and how difficult it is to put together this type of season.
So hard.
You wonder, when can it happen again? Will it happen again?
There's no guarantee that next year BYU is this good. Like, it's hard. Transfer portal happens. Coaches get opportunities because you were good. Who knows? Can BYU retain its staff? Can they retain a lot of the players? The sense of urgency is not the same after a five-win season. It's hard, man. It's hard to keep that going. It's actually harder to keep it going than get there.
We know it's a weird, delicate, emotional balance today. You wanted the Porsche Maserati, and you settled for the new Honda Accord. Gosh! First world problems!
Yeah, exactly.
Our question of the day. Which emotion best describes how you are feeling about BYU and their regular football season?
What are you saying, Cougar Nation?
At Jimmy Chesh on X answers, similar to 2001, 2008, and 2021. Good seasons that fell just short of being special seasons. A bit dejected, but positive trajectory for next season. I think that's fair. Again, the difference here is BYU did it as a Power Four team.
This feels bigger and better than those because, yes. But it is weird that even though BYU's in a Power Four league, BYU still didn't get the opportunity they wanted.
Yeah.
And the league BYU's in is being disrespected as if BYU was in the Mountain West with TCU and Utah.
Yet Boise State is being celebrated with their resume.
They have a star.
But they've got a Heisman star.
You have to, if you have a star, that counts for something.
No question.
Yeah.
T. Gibby 98 on X answers, thrilled. Never would have guessed BYU would have a 10-win season. Wonderful job, man. They did incredible things. This takes, taking nothing
right
away from what they did. But even the team after the game, we were so close. We were so close. How many guys told me, it sucks because we were so close.
Yes.
Yep. NB Clark 18566 on Instagram answers, quite an accomplishment, but what could have been?
Yep. Yep.
Will it drive them?
Still a chance for 11 wins in a bowl game. And we're thinking what? So behind me in the press box, Alamo and Pop-Tart officials. I would guess those are the top two.
Yeah.
Not Texas and Liberty with them, but those are in the mix.
You know what a draw BYU is. You know what a draw BYU is.
Yeah.
And so I'd be shocked if it wasn't one of those two games.
Yeah.
Hashtag BYUSN on X, Facebook, and Instagram.
Men's hoops, number 48 in the first net ranking. Remember last year when BYU was number one, like week two? Ninth best among Big 12 teams, which is where BYU was picked in the preseason poll by the coaches. What do you make of this?
I think this is totally fair because BYU, until recently, hadn't exactly played anyone. And you lose a tough game to Ole Miss in overtime, and you beat an NC State team that's not nearly as good as they were last year, but still, right now, it's a pretty good win. So I think it averages out just right. BYU winning at Providence, Jerem, would bump them up, I believe, around where Arizona State and Texas Tech are in the mid-30s. That would be a quality road win. It's just early. And guess what? BYU will have ample opportunity to get quality wins when they play 20 Big 12 games, and more than half of those are against nationally ranked teams.
Yeah, they're going to have opportunities. Providence 104 in net, so I don't know if it bumps it up that much, but who knows? Just keep winning. KenPom strength of schedule, 23rd lowest in America. Not concerned about it. It was nice to just get this group without Dallin Hall for four games into a flow, new coach, half the group is new. So it's all good, man. I'm not worried about BYU being 48 right now.
Sure. In net. Providence will be a quad two road win, right?
Like we hope in the end two. If they're, yeah.
Because all they have to do is be what?
Top 135.
135. Yeah. And it's 104 right now.
If they're top 75, it'd be.
Be quad one.
Be quad one.
So hopefully Providence can bump it up. But when I say
in the
like,
end, it doesn't matter. All those Big 12 games are going to.
Quad ones and quad twos.
Yeah, don't matter.
There will be a handful of quad threes.
It would be nice, though. Providence struggled
early
last
quad
week
two win.
In a couple good games. I think BYU should win tomorrow.
Yeah.
Even though it's a tough turnaround. They were here literally. They got back Saturday afternoon, and then they flew out Sunday morning. So, and there were some, like, Richie Saunders got beat up in that tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's a tough cookie. Love Richie.
Give him another quad two win if you can handle Providence.
Let's go.
Speaking of opportunities, BYU women's volleyball earns a 5 seed in the NCAA tournament. Got a nice draw, Jerem, playing in that Purdue quadrant.
Purdue again. Did this a couple years ago.
They'll play Loyola Chicago, will the Cougars, in the first round at Purdue's venue. How do you feel about this draw?
So 5 seed means they were pretty close to hosting. So those 7 5-set losses, if you just win one or two more of those, maybe BYU would have hosted, Spence. Don't lose to Cincinnati last week. Maybe you beat Arizona State, and BYU could have been a 4. But let's not talk about what would have been. That was what we just talked about with football. Okay, Loyola Chicago won the A-10, 55th in aces and kills per set, so pretty good. The setter, Bree Borum, 4 triple-doubles.
Wow.
So got a container. So obviously assists, but she's aggressive on 2, swinging. And then digs, of course. So it'll be interesting. I expect BYU to win the first round and then compete with Purdue in the second.
BYU has every opportunity to get to another Sweet 16. I did not feel that way about this team for at least part of the year. But they are...
The Kansas win did it for you?
It would seem that they are starting to play some of their best volleyball at the right time. And
which is wild because they played arguably their worst volleyball the week before.
Right before
Cincinnati,
that.
And then their best against Kansas.
It was like a bottoming out and then like... You are unranked for the first time in 10 years, 11 years, and then they beat Kansas on the road and then dominate in their regular season finale, and now you're a 5 seed. I like the draw. BYU's not having to face one of the top 4 or even top 8 teams in the country in the second round potentially. You get a team that
it's
you absolutely can beat.
19.
Yeah, you can beat Purdue and get to another Sweet 16.
Yeah.
They can.
I love that it's a quote-unquote off year for BYU and they're a 5 seed.
Spoiled.
That program wins, dog.
We're spoiled.
Crazy. Hey, season finale of After Further Review coming up tomorrow at 7 Eastern on the BYU TV app as the guys talk about the Houston game and looking forward to what we'll find out coming up on Sunday, no later than Sunday, BYU's bowl game.
After the break, it's a Madich Monday. ESPN's Trevor Madich discusses how he feels about BYU's 10-win season. And does he think the Big 12 and even BYU deserve more college football playoff respect? Stay with us on BYUSN.
Over Houston to end the season at 10-2.
But the fact that we got 10 wins, I didn't nobody thought we were going to get these wins. And that's a huge accomplishment.
Like a power conference like we're in, I think that's not very likely to come by.
It's a lot different feeling it was a year ago, that's for sure.
We are live at Studio B. This is your day-to-day BYU Sports play-by-play. I am Spencer Linton alongside Jerem Jordan. It is time for Madich Monday in December as we recap a 10-win BYU season, albeit one that does not have the Cougars in the Big 12 championship game. Trevor, welcome back to BYUSN. Strange weekend as a BYU fan when you're balancing the emotions of, yes, an incredible 10-win season, but being this close and falling short of having the season continue into Dallas. So how do you see it from your national standpoint when you assess BYU's 10-win season but coming up just short?
I think that this should be considered as one of the greatest seasons in BYU's history. You know, there have been 19 other 10-win seasons since BYU started playing football. So that's not necessarily unique. But this is the first time BYU has ever won 10 games in a regular season in a power conference. And not only did they complete that, they also finished from a record standpoint 7-2, tied for first place in the Big 12. Now, they lost out on the championship game on a tiebreaker. But when you look at the schedule that they played, the victory that they had, especially the best one, over top 10 SMU, which may win the ACC and will likely make the playoff. I think you've got to look at the competition that they faced, the fact that they were just in the second year in a power conference. Look at other teams such as and what they've done in their first couple of years in power conferences. And overall, the history of that shows you that BYU, I think, has had a season that, while disappointing in some ways because of the possibilities of what might have been, I think should be seen as one of the best performances that we've ever seen out of BYU.
Since 1972, BYU has doubled its wins only three times. This is the third time. How did BYU do that this year?
They did it a couple of ways. One is that they had an electrifying defense. I mean, this team very much led by its defense. People that watch your show know that BYU led the nation, tied for first in the nation, in interceptions. They're very disruptive. They take the ball away. They make stops when they have to make stops. They're very good at situational football, very aggressive. And I think that's how it starts. The second thing is on the offensive side of the ball, they had a baller of a quarterback in Jake Retzlaff, who made such a leap from last year when he really wasn't sure what to do or how. This year he came in and took command of not just the offense, but really the entire team. And he made play after play in critical situations to one of the best receiving corps in the Big 12. And then you look at the offensive line. I think the performance of this offensive line is the best we've seen in years. And the running backs, when they were healthy, especially T.J. Martin, Hinkley-Rapati, were just a downhill bludgeon that set up everything else in the pass game, and with Jake Retzlaff running the ball as part of his dual threat capabilities. So, and then special teams were crazy good. I mean, they scored touchdowns on special teams. They had big returns that set the offense up for touchdowns on special teams. I mean, all three phases of the game were big play phases of the game. And those big plays led to close wins in games that a lot of people thought they shouldn't have won. And I think when you put it all together, it adds up to a 10-win season in a power conference.
ESPN's Trevor Maddich is on BYU Sports Nation. Okay, Trevor, now we look at BYU's at-large resume. And we know it's not going to get BYU serious consideration to get into the college football playoff, but several national pundits are pointing at BYU's resume as being just as impressive, if not more impressive, than the likes of Ole Miss and Miami and others that are getting that consideration. So, once again, how do you view BYU's resume, and where would you place the Cougars in that at-large conversation?
I think from the committee standpoint, there are several things that they look at, and I'm still not quite sure what they value the most. If they value quality wins, then you've got to look at BYU as a candidate for an at-large position because of that win over SMU, especially once we find out what SMU does next week and they put out their final rankings after that in the ACC championship game. But you talk about teams like Miami, their best wins are Duke, Louisville, teams that are not ranked right now. We'll see if Duke gets ranked or Louisville in the final ranking. But either way, a top 10 win over SMU is much better than that. Indiana has no wins over teams that are ranked. They played one ranked team, Ohio State, and they got beat badly in that game. And so you can take a look at a list of teams that are candidates to make either well, when you talk about at-large, if SMU, for example, loses the ACC championship game to Clemson, and if the committee values quality wins, then they've got to look especially at that SMU win. But another thing that they look at is game control and strength of schedule and things like that. And there were plenty of games that BYU came right down to the wire. And especially Utah and Oklahoma State, two teams that did not have good seasons. BYU needed to score in the final seconds in order to win those games. And Indiana, for example, in that comparison, dominated pretty much everybody that they played. So the committee looks at that as well. So do I think they should be considered for an at-large position? I think who you beat is really important. There's a big debate right now nationally as to whether Alabama, with three losses, should be considered as an at-large team. But Alabama beat Georgia. They beat ranked South Carolina. And when you look at who they beat, they definitely qualify. But then they lost some games as well. And so whatever the committee values most, we're about to find out finally once and for all when they come out with their final ranking.
Riddle me this. If they do expand at some point to 14 or, say, 16, do you think BYU would be in then in this situation?
I think they'd have a good chance. Right now, BYU's at 19 and after last week's games. But teams like Miami lost, right? And so up ahead of them, it depends on how far back they would fall. So they very well could. I do know this, that the committee valued BYU very highly up until they lost to Kansas. And then when they lost the second one to Arizona State, that's when they really kind of fell out of favor with the committee. Because the committee valued that SMU win, they valued the Kansas State win. And so even though they struggled against some teams and had to win some close ones, the committee valued BYU. And I think they still value BYU.
Do you agree with the committee devaluing the Big 12 as they have the last couple of weeks?
I don't know that they've devalued them. I can't say that they have put them I can't say that they have been disrespectful to the Big 12. Let's put it that way. The highest ranked team coming into this last week in the Big 12 is Arizona State at number 16 by the committee. We'll see again what they do in this ranking this week. But it's very interesting because the top five highest ranked conference champions are in the playoff. They're guaranteed a playoff spot. Top four are guaranteed a first round bye. And the Big 12 actually dodged one because Tulane was right in that mix in the American. And had Tulane not lost to Memphis, then it's possible that if they beat Army in the American Championship game, then Tulane could have jumped above whoever the Big 12 champion was. So that looks like it's not going to be a situation. And the only thing that we're going to be talking about from a Big 12 standpoint is whether or not they should have a bye or whether they should get in as the fifth highest ranked conference champion. So I don't know that I can say that they're devaluing the Big 12 just because the champion is going to have two losses no matter what. But I think that it's fair to say that the Big 12 will get one team in, and that's all.
Trevor, another straight up yes or no question. When you value whoever the Big 12 champion will be, if it's Arizona State or Iowa State, and look at their resume, because whoever that team is going to have two losses and get into the playoff, and you compare them to Boise State and what Boise State has had to face, how do you see it, or should I say, do you see that the Big 12 champion should beat out Boise State and get that first-round playoff bye?
You know, that's a good question, because right now Boise State sits at number 11 in the ranking coming into this last weekend's games. And the highest-ranked Big 12 team is Arizona State at 16, the team they're playing in the Big 12 championship game, Iowa State, is at 18. So what does that mean if Boise State wins? It means that Boise State will absolutely be one of the top four highest-ranked conference champions, and they will get a bye. There's nothing that the Big 12 champ can do, I think, to leap over Boise State if Boise State beats UNLV in the Mountain West Championship game. Remember, UNLV was ranked number 22 coming into last weekend's game, and they won as well. So, you know, it will be a ranked win if Boise beats them. But also remember this, that in their regular season game, Boise State beat UNLV, but only by one score. And it was basically a turnover by UNLV that gave Boise State a short field at the 17-yard line. And that was the score that turned out to be the winning score. So this is a UNLV team that we should not discount. They could knock off Boise State. And if they do, then that puts the Big 12 champion in a good position to be in the top four. It doesn't guarantee it, because that would mean that UNLV has a top 10 win under their belt, or a top 12 win under their belt over Boise State, which is a higher quality win than the Big 12 champion would get. The committee will have to deal with all this stuff as they decide what to do. Keep this in mind, too, though, that if Boise State does win, the committee has valued all year Boise State's loss to Oregon.
Yes.
That game was tied at 34 until 2 seconds to go, when Oregon finally kicked the game-winning walk-off field goal. And part of the reason Boise State is ranked as high as they are is the committee saw that performance against the number one team in the country that's been number one all season long.
Boise State, ESPN strength to schedule 86, UNLV 107. I would hope the Big 12 champ would be the higher-ranked team, but we shall see. BYU potentially could go to the Alamo Bowl, Liberty Bowl, Texas Bowl, or perhaps the Pop-Tarts Bowl. So do you prefer BYU in a more prestigious bowl or with an edible mascot?
You know, I've got to say, from a cool standpoint, the Pop-Tart Bowl is awesome. because the edible, that massive, ginormous Pop-Tart that they have out there, people go over there and just pull pieces off of it. I thought it was made of styrofoam. It's made of Pop-Tart, and that is super cool. And so there's so much fun you can have with that. But any of those bowls would be fantastic. I mean, I don't see this as a consolation prize for BYU going to a really good bowl game. Probably they have a chance to go to the best bowl game since they played in the Cotton Bowl back in the 90s. I think it was 99 or something. And so this is not a consolation prize. This is a reward for a fantastic season. But if you ask me, I would love to see all the things you can do with Pop-Tarts. I would, you know, with what Cosmo would do around that mascot.
Hey, there's a potential for BYU to play Clemson in that game, Trevor. So add several layers, no pun intended, to the already loaded Pop-Tart bowl.
Well, you know what? And if they toast Clemson in that bowl, it'd be all the better. Because Pop-Tarts, as we know, are best toasted.
Great stuff. Trevor, always a pleasure to speak with you. We'll do this again, obviously, as we get through the college football playoff rankings and near whatever bowl game BYU is playing in. But as always, thanks for bringing it.
Thanks, guys.
Trevor Maddich of ESPN.
You know what Trevor and his team did that Ohio State didn't on Saturday?
What's that?
Beat a 6-5 Michigan team.
Oh, they did.
Hey-o.
When it mattered most.
When it mattered. Men's basketball at Providence tomorrow. This is a big game. It's Big East versus Big 12. Let's go. Yegor Demin and the boys. 8:30 Eastern tomorrow night on FS1 and BYU Radio.
After the break, speaking of bowl games, the latest bowl projections include BYU against a current Big 12 team. What in the world's going on there? That and more in headlines. This is BYUSN.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Welcome back to Studio B. 4.5 wins. Ha! How about 10 for BYU? I am Spencer Linton. He is Jerem Jordan.
So now we're there. That's where we are.
Well, I'm processing through the 5 stages of grief, Jerem.
We're rotating through.
I'm kind of in anger mode. Yeah.
So much apathy.
Kind of in anger mode right now. But projecting the anger in different directions.
I don't know why. BYU got a share of the regular season title. So many people, including youths, were coming at me on Twitter, and I was like,
"Oh, they weird? Oh, they were? That's weird.
Who invited you into my timeline?
That's weird.
What are you doing here?
They do that? Oh.
You should worry about recruiting.
Let's get to today's headline, shall we?
Number 19 BYU football beats Houston 30-18 to improve to 10-2. Finishes in a tie for first in the Big 12. Didn't get in Arizona or what? Kansas State lost, despite Spencer's t-shirt last week, to get to the Big 12 title game. Cougars move up 2 spots in the AP poll to number 17.
What the heck do I do with that shirt now? Do I send it to the Pope family?
I saw Layla, by the way, at the Layla
Pope.
There
you go. Maybe I should give it to Layla. Yeah. Hey, wear this for Kentucky.
Give it to Layla, yeah.
Hey, at 10-2, BYU, you may have heard, going bowling. We don't know where. The latest bowl projections have the Cougars either headed to San Antonio to play in the Alamo Bowl and face Prime Times Colorado, or to go to Orlando and take on Clemson in the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
Wow.
Jerem mentioned it earlier. Executives from both the Alamo Bowl and Pop-Tarts Bowl were sitting behind him in the press box on Saturday watching BYU Houston and the Cougars get to 10 wins.
What's your source? Me, literally. They were behind.
They were right behind.
They were behind. Cougars in the NFL. Puka Nacua, 5 catches, 56 yards, touchdown. The Rams win over the Saints. Just his second touchdown of the season, by the way. Taysom Hill, 10 rushing yards, 37 receiving yards. But he was carted off due to a leg injury. Adam Schefter reports this morning he is out for the year.
Dang it!
That's a bummer for Taysom. He has been so good the last couple of weeks. Tyler Algier, 8 carries, 16 yards for the Falcons in a 17-13 loss to the Chargers. Fred Warner, 4 tackles in the snow for the Niners, who got pummeled 35-10 to the Bills. By the way, last week, Warner said on his podcast he's been playing with a fractured ankle since week 4.
What?
Sorry, what? And Zach Wilson and the Broncos play the Browns tonight on Monday Night Football.
I'm sure that fractured ankle felt great in the snow of Buffalo last night.
Oh, my gosh.
BYU men's basketball, in many ways, ran NC State out of the gym on Friday. They win 72-61, the second game of the Rady Children's Invitational. 8 different BYU players scoring in the win, including a team-high 13 points from Richie Saunders. BYU now 6-1. The Cougars are number 48 in the first net rankings release of the year. That's 9th best among 16 Big 12 teams. BYU has a third straight quad 2 game tomorrow in their first true road game at Providence, part of the Big 12 Big East battle.
Not likely to be ranked in the AP Top 25, but probably just out like last week. We'll see in a couple of minutes.
They'll be in there soon.
Maybe in the next hour. Women's basketball lose to number 22 Iowa, 68-48 in their second game at the Cancun Challenge. Trailed by 6 at halftime, Iowa pulled away in the second half. 6-2 on the season, plays at UTEP, old WAC rival. On Thursday, I expect my aunt and uncle and cousins to be at the game.
Nice. BYU women's volleyball beat Kansas State in 4 sets to improve to 19-9 on the season, 12-6 in Big 12 play to close out their regular season. Good for 6th place finish in the Big 12. Yesterday, Selection Sunday had BYU earning a 5 seed. They'll take on Loyola Chicago in the first round of the NCAA tournament on Thursday in West Lafayette, Indiana at Purdue. The host Purdue earns the 4 seed and will take on Western Michigan in the first round. Maybe we'll have a BYU-Purdue matchup in the second round.
Yeah, let's go.
After the break, we know how great of a coach Dave Rose was. Legendary. But how did he do in picking Big 12 football games over the weekend?
But more importantly, what's my lead on you?
I need bowl week to get me back into this thing. This is BYU Sports Nation. It's time for Big 12 Pick'em Final Weekend. Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation, live in Studio B. You know which fan base is feeling a lot like BYU's today? Colorado.
Yeah.
Thinking what could have been.
Yeah.
An incredible season, but they fumbled it, in the words of their head coach.
I think Baylor is a little like, oh, how'd we lose that Colorado game?
Oh, man.
What would that have meant? Due to conference expansion, there's 16 teams in the league. And is it going to be the All-State 16? We haven't heard an update on that.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, let's recap what happened in the Big 12 in the regular season finale in terms of a week. Our guest picker, Dave Rhodes, legendary BYU basketball coach, was in studio with us to make his picks. And we begin with Colorado, Oklahoma State. The Buffaloes laid the smackdown on a depleted, absolutely shell of themselves team in Oklahoma State, 52-0. If anything, Travis Hunter just bolstered his Heisman Trophy resume.
Who do you have for the Heisman, by the way?
I think Ashton Jeanty deserves more, like, credit, but I don't know how you take it away from a guy who literally is excellent on both sides.
Yeah, I give
He's
it to
He's an
Travis.
Elite receiver and elite defensive back.
Travis by hair. Both deserve it, but Travis
But it should be closer than I think people are saying it is.
Yep.
All right. Anyway, we all picked Colorado.
Yes, we did. When BYU played Oklahoma State, the season wasn't over. It was a different contest.
They were 3-3.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were 2 weeks removed from being a ranked team.
We just lost to Utah, and then those two teams combined for one more win all year, and it was Utah's against UCF.
Which is wild. We all picked UCF in that game, by the way.
Yes, we did.
UCF was a 7.5-point favorite in that game.
Utah scored, what, 2 defensive touchdowns in that game?
Granted, perhaps there's something going on behind the scenes, because as soon as the game was over, UCF's Gus Malzahn, their head coach, announced he was becoming the offensive coordinator at Florida State.
That happened way too fast.
What?
That means during the season he had negotiated that.
So again, we all thought
you didn't do it in a day.
Would take care of business in Orlando. That did not happen, but there was some weird stuff going on in that game on the UCF sideline.
I thought this game would be the game of the week right here. It was not.
Baylor just looks really, really good right now.
Baylor's awesome.
45-17. So I picked
How good
Baylor
was that win
that
by
game.
BYU on the road?
Great.
Jeez.
Great win. 34-28. Yeah, I'm the only one that picked Baylor. I understand why you and Dave picked Kansas. They were rolling too. It wasn't close.
Missed that one, yeah.
Okay, Texas Tech 52, West Virginia 15.
Mm.
Tech is one of those wild card teams this year, Jerem. Like, they were in a shootout with Oklahoma State a week ago. With Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
Right?
They were good, but not good enough to be in the hunt at the end. They were a game off. Right?
Yeah. But both you and Dave picked Texas Tech. I went with West Virginia because, again, I was trying to get back in this contest. I was taking some flyers to try and, like, get rid of your lead.
Yes.
Didn't happen.
Okay, TCU beat Cincinnati in a close one, 20-13. Held off Cincinnati, late rally there. I had TCU, you two had Cincinnati. Arizona State, Arizona.
Whoa.
Arizona State destroyed Arizona. Like, this was never a game, never even close. Dave and I had Arizona State. You had Arizona.
Again.
Mostly wishing.
Took a flyer. That was a clear blue-goggled wish. I knew that was not
Arizona stunk this year. They were supposed to be good. Iowa State beat Kansas State 29-21. This is the undoing for the Cougars. Rocco Beck, 3 touchdowns. Kansas State kept turning the ball over.
Oh.
We all had Kansas State. And after that game, it was like, complete apathy in the stadium. BYU beats Houston, of course, as we mentioned, we all picked the Cougars. How about us picking BYU every game, of course, and they won 10 of the 12. So I won the week 5-3. Yep. Dave took second at 4-4. You were throwing Hail Marys at 3-5.
Came up short like BYU. Gosh dang it.
So Dave goes 500, which is good for 7th among our guest pickers. Not bad. You make the graphic, which is the hope. So nice job by Dave.
Yeah, you're not off the page like some others.
Yeah. Not off the page, yeah. I did see it set 2 seats away from the person who was last in this.
Mm.
Last night.
He was there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Last. Okay, gotcha. Okay. Nice.
Being
okay.
Coy about it.
I get you. I follow.
So I'll do Taylor, too.
Yeah. All right, you're 55-27 on the season. I'm 49-33, so I need a miracle in bowl week.
I have not clinched the season win quite yet.
How many bowl teams will there be from the Big 12? Is it seven?
Let's do every single one so there's a chance.
Yeah. Are there 7 or 8 bowl eligible teams in the Big 12? There are
nine.
And all, according to Brett McMurphy, all 9 will absolutely play in a bowl game.
What?
Because there are 82 bowl spots and there are 82 bowl eligible teams.
I know someone who isn't going to bowl game.
I know another one. Yeah. I know a few teams that aren't going.
Well, I'm just thinking about one.
I know.
BYU basketball, Kevin Young. It's Thursday at 8:30 Eastern on the BYU TV app. It's the debut of like the full Kevin Young show, right? Hey, cool logo. I like that. Looks like the old Brigham Young too. That's coming up Thursday night, 8:30 Eastern on the BYU TV app. Fresh off of what we hope is a win it prop.
Turns out the 4.5 wins on my T-shirt was actually the over/under for that team you're talking about, Jared.
We just didn't know it at the time, and they hit the over.
Going into the UCF game, is it going to be 4 or 5?
I don't know. Petty and vindictive.
Yep. Which emotion best describes how you're feeling about BYU football season right now? More responses to our question of the day as we wrap up the show. This is BYU Sports Nation.
We're excited after that topic.
Mm-hmm.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Sports Nation's on demand. What's going on, dude? Download the free BYU TV and BYU Radio app to listen to the podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review.
Our question of the day.
You okay there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be all right. Which emotion best describes how you were feeling about BYU's regular season? 10-2. Ugh. At NeilB_6 on X says, grateful. I like this perspective.
Oh, wow.
I really enjoyed the ride Cougar Nation got to go on this year.
Yeah.
Even with 12 teams.
Not over.
The college football playoff is extremely hard to get into.
Yep.
And everyone on that BYU team should be proud of what they accomplished.
Do we complain right now or later about wanting it to be 16 teams so BYU would potentially be in?
Oh, let's start that complaint right now. Let's start the complaint now.
Let's do it tomorrow and look ahead to the rankings.
Now.
Yeah, tomorrow will be like...
Would BYU get in if it was a 16-team playoff?
I brought it up with Trev earlier. It just crossed my mind. Yeah.
Gunner Lacks 11 on Instagram says, gratitude for the sacrifices the boys made to bring us a 10-2 season and beating Utah.
What is this? Fast testimony meeting? I kind of like it.
I'm perspective.
Feeling better about it.
Perspective.
Yeah. Keep zooming out till it's convenient. That's not saying.
At Logith13 on X answers, surprised.
Give me this.
That BYU adjusted my expectations so drastically and sad because they adjusted my expectations so drastically.
That should have been the elite voice. I expect it to be better than that one. That was a good one.
Our elite voice of the day presented by
Okay, Hicks. Bring it.
Healthcare Elevator.
Bring it. Hope
Smith.
Colton.
M067 on X says, bittersweet. Mm-hmm. It feels great to be a fan of a team that far exceeded expectations and got to 10 wins. But it's hard knowing what could have been if BYU had just one less loss.
Mm.
Overall, though, great season from the Cougs. They have a chance to win an 11th game.
If you want to think about it, and I don't, but I will, it's come down to 2 kicks. The onside kick for Arizona State and the pooch punt kick for Kansas. And that is disappointing. But you can't get every bounce. But 84 did. They didn't play in the Big 12. It's not even close. That schedule wasn't hard. Compared to this.
What was the strength of schedule and the strength of record in the 84 season? Not close
Not
to what
good.
It was this year.
Not good.
It just wasn't.
BYU beat a top 10 team in SMU. Like
an actual team.
An actual top 10
They're
team.
They're probably going to be the ACC champion.
Could be.
Today's Rise and Shout-Out presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. What if BYU has the only win against the ACC champion? What?
I need to go back and look how many times BYU's beaten a power conference champ in this century. BYU football for a 10-win season.
Absolutely.
Amazing. Seniors.
Year two of Big 12
What a class.
Play.
Connor Payne mentioned it. 3 10-plus-win seasons.
4.5 wins? Are you kidding me? Come on.
Hit the over, baby.
Come on.
Doubled.
Crushed it. Our thanks to today's guest, Trevor Maddich.
Sorry to Dennis Pitta. We ran out of time.
Join us anytime you'd like on social media or at BYUSN.com. For Jerem Jordan, I'm Spencer Linton. Shout out to Charles Abuo. We'll see you tomorrow. Go Cougs! 10-win season!